Chapter 2, Backstage Brawls. Believe it or not, in this circus, animals didn't just roar, growl, hiss, or screech. They also talked. At the performance leader's post-show debrief with the ringmaster, Yang the Lion was first to voice his opinion, as always. He believed that as the mighty alpha male, the rightful king of other beasts, he had every right to. That night, like every other performing night, he was furious.
"Despicable,"
he roared, prowling up and down, glaring at the rest of the animals.
"Once more, this cursed circus put on a lamentable performance. I'm getting bored of holding this whole show together. How come those miserable peons installing our hoops on stage can't even do that properly? If they ever set my pedestal ablaze again, I will squash them and extinguish the fire with their blood."
The other animals showed no sign of interest in the lion's invectives, which angered him further.
"Should the king remind you that he is the only one brave enough to produce a dangerously exciting show here, when those clumsy beavers can't build a stable bamboo structure even the second time they try? Ridiculous! And you, Yin, what took you so long to extinguish that fire? Were you sleeping backstage, or have you just grown too big to run?"
With a flicker of annoyance in her eyes, the Grand Elephant pondered whether she wanted to respond and then said lightly,
"So much gratitude, my dear. Will surely speed me up next time."
Observing the exchange from the back of the room, the chimps bared their big teeth in ear-to-ear grins. Inattentive so far, the ringmaster intervened.
"No need to be aggressive, Yang. I'll have the safety of the hoop enhanced. Thank you, Yin, for your help out there. Please, go ahead with your thoughts on your performance tonight."
"Sure,"
said Yin in her gentle voice.
"I thought it was a lovely audience with that cute little boy throwing back our ball. We had a good time with them all, but I noticed we did not bang our cymbals exactly in sync. We will work on that."
The ringmaster responded,
"Thanks! I expect to hear such willingness to improve further from you all. I have groomed you to become good performers. Now that our audience numbers are falling, you should raise the bar for yourselves."
The ringmaster looked at the eagle.
"Your turn, suit."
Staring at the man out of one golden eye, the suit replied,
"I just trailed the young boy Yin, Menchant, and his mother on the way home, and listened to the kid's comments. He found some of our shows boring."
"Thanks for that feedback. Yin was talking about improving her show further. How about your own performances?"
"Simple. Shorten the Welcome to Circus banner."
"I can't believe this. If you can't even fly the banner properly, go buy yourself some practical sense."
"What do you mean, practical?"
"What King Yang is telling you to your face, you desperate loner, is that as long as you fly high and alone, you have it easy. The moment you descend and come to grips with practical matters as simple as loosening a banner from a pillar, you are the least skilled of animals. You are no doer."
The suit flapped his wings angrily and retorted,
"And who are you to say that? When you don't do anything throughout the whole boring show, letting your females and cubs toil from start to finish."
Before the lion could swipe at the eagle with his paw, Yin stepped in.
"What fun you guys are having. Hadn't we better move on, boss?"
"Exactly. I'll have the banner shortened to Welcome,"
answered the ringmaster, tapping absentmindedly at his phone.
"Still more polite than come, yo,"
snickered Chimp Z, to laughter from his gang in the shadows.
"Miss Betty, your reflections about your beaver's performance tonight," prompted the ringmaster.
"You little guys smoke some of your sticks before the show or what?"
joked Chimp Z, encouraged by his tribe's appreciative laughs.
"We take our job seriously, Mr. Chimp Z. I wish you could understand that. We rehearsed and checked our bamboo sticks prior to our show, as always. And I supervised my team members through every step. Bad luck happens."
"And I wish you could understand that counting your bamboo sticks helps,"
the beaver leader countered.
"Mock me all you want, Mr. Chimpsy, since you can't do anything more useful for others."
Affronted, The chimpanzee shouted,
Heck, if you ain't gonna fix it, suck it up and rename your show The Bamboo Curse.
Lively chatter from the back seconded the chimp leader.
You make no sense at all. I don't even know why your tribe laughs at your poor jokes. Anyway, we'll rehearse again while you guys party.
Before Chimp Z could retaliate, the suit swooped down to the beaver with his advice.
I'd suggest you simply get some altitude and a clearer view of the situation, Miss Betty.
He said in a knowing tone, looking down his curved beak at her.
I wish I could fly,
snapped back the beaver leader. The ringmaster cut in,
Slinky, your turn.
The snake, who looked half asleep curled in a corner, drew himself up on his coils and declared,
The orchestra played reasonably well tonight, so I had a great time, thank you.
And how about the audience?
The audience? Oh, the audience. Let me see.
Don't try to fool us, buddy. You couldn't even see the audience, because you never even opened your eyes.
Chimp Z burst out, his eyes flashing with hate.
Ha ha! You and your inexpensive sense of humor, Chimp Z. As I keep hearing from the others, what you lack in depth, you foolishly try to make up in glitter. Anyway, enough about you, and back to the question. The audience's applause was light, I reckon, which is a cobra artist's dream. It shows the public was still in a trance, my very own signature. With this, I rest my case.
As Sleeky slithered out of the room in the blink of an eye, the beavers, gathered in a corner of the room, murmured to one another.
Why does the boss always let that half-centered creep escape? It's not fair.
Unaware of their dissatisfied whispers, the ringmaster turned to Chimp Z and asked,
Chimp Z, your say on your show?
The chimpanzee flashed his wide grin and said,
We were simply brilliant, as always.
The ringmaster looked up from his phone at the short answer.
And?
He prompted.
And totally outstanding, man.
Chimp Z spread his lips to show all of his teeth, in another cheeky smile to appreciative hoots from his gang.
Uh-huh, but how about some depth in your analysis?
Careful, boss. Sleeky's venom is infecting you. Anyway, we're the audience's darlings. With our bad boy daredevil charm and our breathtaking routines, top of the charts, man. That's where we are, and we'll always will be.
In your dreams, you delusional buffoon,
screamed the suit. He took off from his perch with an angry flap of his wings and circled the room.
Stay up there and talk to the wind. The less we see you, the nicer the landscape.
If only you could see how small you look from above. Your inflated ego would crumble at once. Also, no one is the audience's darling. When I followed the spectators on their way out, they all said that the show is average, with some good moments now and then. But nothing outstanding. The bottom line is they have no darling, and they definitely don't love you.
Hey, you're not uplifting here, suit. Anyway, enough for today. Enjoy your day off tomorrow, and have a good rest.
The anger and bad vibes followed most of the animals as they split up into their groups and ambled to their respective quarters. The lions, to match their king's furious mood, lashed out at the elephants for being so slow and boring, and roared their derision of that high and mighty eagle, those stupid beavers, that self-absorbed cobra, and those vain chimps. The eagle flew up and away from what he called low-life animals to forget their foul smell and breathe in fresh air among the heavens. The beavers were bitter about the chimps and their mockery and complained loudly about those undisciplined, self-serving, superficial, tricky, vulgar, good-for-nothings among themselves. Their angry chatter gained a note of frustration when Miss Betty ordered them to be up before dawn and practice building bamboo towers again and again. As for the chimps, they blasted loud hip-hop music, poured themselves lots of their favorite liquor, and shrieked with laughter as they took turns mimicking the lion's rage, the elephant's heaviness, the eagle's clumsiness, the beaver's narrow vision, and the cobra's infatuation with himself. Only the elephants refrained from bad-mouthing the other animals, and instead discussed how they could improve synchrony when banging their cymbals. And the king cobra? He danced the night away, all by himself. Alone, the ringmaster walked back to his quarters, his heart bitter with disappointment, frustration, and regret. So much time had passed since he was able to inspire the animals to let go of their aggressiveness and instead focus on learning and perfecting their routines. What spirit and positive energy reigned at the circus in the early days? He sank into his worn armchair and stared at the wall with unfocused eyes, wondering if he should be tougher with his troop to prevent the situation from getting even worse. He didn't notice as an owl silently glided into his room and settled in the shadow for a while, watching him with its big, shiny eyes.